Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So, let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
What happens when a serial killer infiltrates an area known as a paradise? What happens when it's actually a group of serial killers acting together to take human lives? On March 30th, 1977, a group of men were arrested for crimes that took the lives of 10 individuals and sent an entire city into a panic. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Attending the Abhinav Kala Mahavidyalaya, a fine arts institute in India, were a group of young men who had the reputation on campus for drinking heavily and committing robberies. Their names were Rahendra Jakal, Dilip Sutar, Shantaram Kanhoji Jatap, and Munawar Huran Shah. And on January 16, 1976, they decided, for reasons unknown, to take things a step further and turn their seemingly harmless crimes into something much, much deadlier. Later called the Joshi Abhyankar serial murders, of which there would be a total of 10, the first to fall victim to this group of young men was a classmate, Prakash Hegde. Knowing that his father owned a small restaurant behind the school, though some sources claim he owned a very popular nearby hotel, the boys came up with a plan to kidnap Prakash for ransom, picked him up under false pretenses on January 15th, and along with another classmate, Suhas Chandak, took him to a tin shed on Carve Road and forced him to write a note to his father saying he was leaving home. The following night, they gagged the boy, took him to a park, and strangled him to death with a nylon rope. Placing his body in an iron barrel and adding stones just to be sure, Prakash was thrown into the park lake. And the next day, they sent the ransom note to his father. While Prakash Hegde was treated as a missing person by the police, in August of 1976, the boys struck again when they moved to the city of Kolhapur and, unsuccessfully, targeted the home of a local businessman. Then, on October 31st, 1976, Akiat Joshi was attacked by members of the group, brandishing knives, and forcing their way into his home. Both he and his wife, Usha, were bound, and though he was strangled to death with a nylon rope like the first victim, his wife was suffocated to death. Then, when their teenage son, Anand, arrived home, the group forced him to strip naked and strangled him to death as well. Stealing several items before they left, the gang left behind no real clues, and the police investigation quickly hit a dead end. As panic started to spread in the area, on November 22nd, the men attacked Yashomati Bafana in her bungalow. She and her servants, however, fought back and survived the harrowing ordeal. Then came their most deadly attack on December 1st, 1976. Choosing the family after an argument brought on by their most recent failure at the Bafana bungalow, the group entered the home at around 8 p.m. after ringing the doorbell and smashing a ball of cloth into the mouth of 19-year-old Dhananjay Abhyankar. Tying his hands and telling him to direct them around the home, the men, one by one, went to each member living in the home, stuffed cloth into their mouths, bound them, and then strangled them to death with a nylon rope. They were noted Sanskrit scholar, 88-year-old Kashinath Shastri Abhyankar, his 76-year-old wife, Indira Bai, their maid, 60-year-old Sakubai Wag, their 20-year-old granddaughter, Joy, and their grandson, Dhananjay. G, kept alive the longest, was stripped naked and forced to direct them to all of the valuables inside the home before she herself was killed. Walking away with jewelry, valuables, and cash worth tens of thousands of dollars, they, like they did in the Joshi residence, sprayed the home heavily with perfume, but left behind no clues for police to zero in on. It was at this point, however, that police knew without a shadow of a doubt that they were dealing with serial killers. Deadly killers who completely shattered the area's reputation as a laid-back, culture-rich paradise and sent everyone into a panic. The very last attack committed by the group was on March 23, 1977, when they offered a ride home to the younger brother of their college friend, Anil Jokhale. Offered a ride on Rajendra's motorcycle, he was taken to a shed where he was strangled to death with a nylon rope, tied to an iron ladder, weighed down with boulders, and dumped in a nearby river. The group later tried to break into his home, but they were unsuccessful. When reported as a missing person, the men actually joined the search and even went to the police station to ask questions and offer their assistance. When his body was found and the whole case turned into a murder investigation, the police inspector in charge noticed the nylon ropes used to fasten the body to the ladder were identical to the ones from the previous murders. Though they initially believed the killings were the result of botched robberies, this most recent one made it clear that these men were killing for their own personal enjoyment as well as to gain money. Though there were no clues to work with, they did find the actions of the group of men who continually visited the police station a little bit odd. Their curiosity over the case soon raised suspicion, especially after police found out that Anil was last seen with Rajendra Jokhale. So police began monitoring their movements and eventually arrested Rajendra and brought him in for questioning. Bringing in the other men as well, they soon found out that Rajendra was in possession of a bottle of perfume that matched the one sprayed at the last crime scene. Speaking to each individually, the men began contradicting each other's stories, and finally, a man named Satish Gore, a colleague who Rajendra boasted to often, cracked under the pressure and revealed information about Prakash Hegde's murder. Between this, the nylon rope, and some more confessions from another classmate, the killers were all officially apprehended on March 30th, 1977, and taken to trial, where, after 4 months in court, Rajendra Jokhale, 25, Dilip Sutar, 21, Shamtaram Jagtap, 23, and Manawar Shah, 21, were all sentenced to death in September of 1978. Though appeals were made, all four men were hanged for their crimes on November 27th, 1983. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on March 31st. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon, or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.